It is Troy with Rural Focus. Time right now to catch up with Nathan Hollis. Nathan is the Group Business Development Manager with TR Homes. Nathan, good morning there to you, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Tell us a little bit about TR Homes and why you consider yourselves WA's true country builder.
We've been building quality modular homes for people in regional and remote Western Australia for nearly 50 years. In fact, it is 50 years this year. We've been going a long time.
And you're very passionate about building homes for country people, I would imagine.
Yes, we are. You know, we've built thousands over the journey. Mm. You know, anything from a small one-bedroom home up to the big sort of five-bedroom, three-bathroom farmhouses. And we can, you know, build them here in Perth and then deliver them anywhere from the Great Southern all the way up to the Pilbara and the Kimberley.
What about your prefabricated homes there, Nath?
Yeah, well, that's essentially all we do. Yep. All of our homes are built, you know, up to about 90% completion in our yard in Perth, put them on the back of a number of trucks and then ship them out to wherever they need to go, which gives us access to local trades and suppliers here in Perth, as well as all the suppliers. So we feel that delivery method really gives our clients a really good value for money proposition when they're looking to build.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we keep hearing in the news about construction delays, supply trade disruptions. What are you and the team there at TR Homes doing to address these industry-wide concerns?
Well, look, it's a day-by-day type thing. At the moment, the construction guys and the construction team are doing an incredible job just to stay in front. But we find that as long as we are open with our communication with our clients and set an expectation early that, yeah, there are some constraints, not just in the building industry, but in a lot of industries. Yeah. And, you know, clearly have good communication during the process, we think that, you know, setting expectation early, not making promises that we can't keep, is probably critical. As far as trying to attract trades, we've got really established relationships with all our suppliers, and like them, with our clients, communication is key. I think because we've been for 50 years, we've seen a lot of the ups and the downs, so that sort of helps us weather the storm. Done it before, seen it before.
You'll get through it
helps
again.
Helps navigate it a little bit easier. Yeah. Yep.
So, Nath, when people say hear the words transportable house or modular, they sometimes think donga or a lesser quality home. What do you say to that?
Yeah, look, it's something that we face on a daily basis. Yeah, yeah. I guess the challenge would be is that, you know, when you are starting that process, come and see the houses if you have the opportunity. I think that once people see, touch, walk the homes and see what we offer, that myth of the, you know, donga mine site type accommodation certainly disappears pretty quickly. Once on site, fully installed and connected, I'd challenge most people to pick it from an on-site build.
Now, what's your advice for anybody contemplating building a new home or thinking about the modular alternative as offered by you and the team there at TR Homes?
If the time is right for people, then you're not to be put off by, you know, the wait times or maybe some of the stories that you're hearing. You know, I think we've sort of weathered the biggest part of the storm. Supply chain issues are starting to level out a little bit. We've got a really dedicated trade base and a great construction team. So, yeah, it's, you know, it sounds salesy, but there's no better time. There are going to be continued challenges with the industry, but, you know, it has to. Now is the best time.
All right, and I suppose people can check out your website as well.
Yeah, check out our website, check out all the displays, all the house types that are on offer. And then, like I say, I'd really encourage people to make contact with Mitch, our sales consultant, or myself, and come and visit us and if they have the opportunity to have a look at the homes in the yard and the display village.
Now, I must say congratulations there to you and the team, mate, because you recently won a Housing Industry Association Award. What was that for?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to pick up two awards in the HIA Great Southern Awards earlier in the year. One was for the modular and prefabricated house or home of the year, which was for a beautiful four-bedroom family home in Bremer Bay, and also picked up the innovation in lightweight housing, which is to do with obviously our framing methodology and our delivery methodology of the modular homes.
Fantastic. So mate, going forward, what's on the horizon there with the team at TR Homes?
But right now we're focused on delivering all of our homes to our existing clients and customers as quickly as we can, which is certainly easier when we're building the yard. We could control a lot of those environmental factors. We're also preparing. There's a fairly large change with the National Construction Code that's going to impact on all homes. So we're working through our home designs and making sure that we're revising that, meeting all the new energy efficiency ratings and our compliance ratings. And looking down the track, we'd love to get some new display homes and some new designs into the market just to sort of update and refresh what we've already offering to bring it up to speed and on trend with what's out there in the market at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go. If you are wanting to know more, and hey, why wouldn't you, get in contact with the team today at TR Homes. Check out the website, trhomes.com.au. Nathan Hollis, the Group Business Development Manager. Mate, thanks for your time today and good luck with your 50th birthday this year.
Thanks very much. It's certainly been a big year.